The Bureaucracy Channel is a 24-hour-a-day cable television channel which presents programming related to places of business, government offices, non-governmental offices, and semi-governmental offices, and the semi-detached personnel that reside therein, office managers, office workers, and official office officials, and the many uninteresting things that the previously listed personnel do in those offices, also listed previously, including, but not exclusive to, making necklaces from paperclips and the pushing, reading, filing, faxing, and misplacing of paper, all of which, we must note, is legally approved and stamped by the official approval group for the legality of such things, therein, wherefore, and hereupon. TBC also shows programs about great events in the long and storied history of administration and comptrolling, often with observations and explanations by historians as well as historical reenactments and interviews with witnesses of those historical reenactments. Up to one quarter of the running time of these programs is to be taken up with detailed bibliographies, notations, and academic references. Some of TBC's original programming is also shown on the History Channel, History Television, Bureaucracy Kids, and the BBC. Programming schedule for this morning. At 9 o'clock. Hey kids, it's the Binky the Accountant / Clown Show. Marvel as Leonard Binky Bowman makes balloon animals and teaches your children all about the methods and methodology behind left-side, right-side accounting. Debits and credits have never been so entertaining. Also features cartoons with the well-planned hijinks and banal merrymaking of FIFO and LIFO. Of course, since the show starts at 9 o'clock, you need to get your kids to tape it as they're at school. Speaking of the time, shouldn't you be at work right now? At 9:30, you aren't authorized to do that on television. This morning's episode of the Nickelodeon children's sketch comedy series, Rules, has the whole cast experiencing the excitement of properly filing paperwork. No water or slime is spilled on any of the cast members, as that is against work-safe procedures. At 10 o'clock, get up, you're late for work. Start your morning with the twitchy, coffee-filled hosts of GUYLW. Just don't watch their mindless patter, weather, and sports for too long, because if you're watching Clint, May, Terry, and Weather with Terry, the wacky weatherographer, you are really, really late for work. At 11 o'clock, take a number. A game show where contestants compete in a wacky series of contests, like Collation, Wait in Line, and Feed the Facts, for great prizes. Prizes include Form 709E, sensible shoes, and a rubber plant for the window. At 11:30, The Lunchroom. A hidden camera show, The Lunchroom consists entirely of work chat, people talking about work and work-related conversation, all mixed together with several minutes of uncomfortable silence, and people named Bruce eating lunch out of a bag that is clearly marked David's Lunch. At 12 o'clock, lunch break, off air, please take a number. Programming for this afternoon. 1300, take a number. See 11 o'clock to 11:30. 1330, Holmes on Holmes. Watch City Inspector Mike Holmes invade, inspect, and fail homes and fine homeowners all across the country. You'll chafe hearing his well-meaning but tough-nosed and anal-retentive inspections while empathizing with his call-it-straight-and-calls-them-like-I-see-them attitude.
There is simply no way that the City Planning Commission approved this gazebo.
1400. While you are outsourced, Evan Farmer and the whole crew travel to far-off and exotic factories, sweatshops, and assembly plants in India and China, redecorating them in bright primary colors while saving money by outsourcing the labor to Mexico. 1430. Kafka on Cubicles. On tonight's episode of the unpopular Holmes on Holmes spinoff, Franz Kafka, as always, visits another author's story and, in painfully obtuse detail, analyzes the faults that lay within. If time permits, he helps to criticize and ridicule other critics' pathetic, ham-fisted, and pedestrian attempts to interpret his own rambling and befuddling critique.
Well, as you can see, the problem with this story is all about its metaphorical foundation. The original contractor used too much character in the concrete, which makes it brittle. See how it just falls apart in my hands. It breaks my heart to see a story with such poor construction. What we need to do is gut this whole area and substitute these characters with an unlikable protagonist who may or may not be going through a combination of life vis-a-vis reality, and a bunch of plot twists that are all in his head. Or not. Over there, perhaps he'll turn into a bug, and that corner over there will be all in his imagination.
1500, coffee break. Off air, unless you consider 15 minutes of static on air. At 1515, OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Seidel and Sanders put their criminal forensic skills to the test in a search for the perpetrator of a horrible supply closet crime. The clock is ticking. Can they solve the crime before Brown needs a new toner cartridge? Also, Grissom and Stokes test to determine whether office outbreaks of numbumitis and crick in the neck are being caused by the new office chairs. At 1615, Star Trek, The Next Administration, Part 1 of 2. A computer error at the Space Registrar's office puts Wesley Crusher, a space sophomore at Starfleet Academy, in Klingon Lit 203 instead of the course for which he had asked, Time Travel 101. Can he successfully submit Form 709D, Course Change Request Form KL203-TT101, and have it processed by 8 levels of clerks, 3 incompatible computer systems, and 1 Vulcan Infinity Analyzer / Frozen Yogurt Dispenser before the end of the semester? Also, Commander William T. Riker puts on some weight and grows a space beard to cover it up. Programming for tonight, 1645 to 9 o'clock, off air. All of our operators are busy. Please hold. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Documentaries. On Wednesdays, TBC broadcasts documentaries after lunch. These documentaries cover a wide variety of subjects. This week, Inside the Third Reich, Hitler's Executive Assistants. Episode number 7, 1945, Stand at Berlin. The men and women of the elite Third Reich's 44th Armored Paper Division fight to create a mountain of paperwork so high that the invading Soviet army will be unable to reach Berlin. Next week, Secret Weapons of the Third Reich. Episode number 942, Secret Tanks of the Wehrmachtsstellfolge. On the Western Front, Nazi scientists, engineers, unpaid manual laborers, and secretaries secretly order, stock, deploy, cross off their inventory lists, and reorder a new secret weapon to counter the waves of incoming American armor, the Papierkampfwagen 6. The Paper Tiger, being light, maneuverable, and easy to manufacture, proves to be an able tank, but it comes too late in the war and is too flammable to turn the tide in favor of the Axis. Contact information. To receive TBC at your apartment, home, condominium, dwelling, or place of residence, please contact your local cable company and request Form 709T, request form requesting access to Form 709X, permission to ask for TBC form.